Timber Twig's Christmas Tree. Early one cold winter's morning, Timber Twig woke up to find Wiggly Wood magically transformed by a blanket of sparkling white snow.
"Look, Abigail," he called as he picked up his hat. "It's been snowing."
Abigail, the magic spider, appeared at her little door, wrapped in a rug and clutching a tiny hot water bottle.
Don't I know,"
she shivered, her eight knees knocking together.
"Your hat's like a fridge."
Timber Twig ran downstairs to find Granny Nott mixing the Christmas pudding in a large bowl.
"Now let me see," she mumbled. "A drop of bacon root, a sprinkling of worms, and... Oh, hello, Timber Twig."
"Hello, Granny. Can I go out to play in the snow?"
"Of course you can. Look, I'm going out to find a nice Christmas tree for the front room. Why don't you pop over to see Mr. Misfit and buy the decorations for it?"
Timber Twig didn't need to be asked twice. He grabbed his coat and scarf and ran excitedly through Wiggly Wood. He had a marvellous time scuffing through the snow, sliding down the hills, and even stopping for a quick snowball fight with the tickling trees. Eventually, he reached Mr. Misfit's caravan of surprises, settled in the corner of a snow-covered field. The rest of the travelling market had closed for the winter, but it was business as usual for Mr. Misfit. Timber Twig entered the caravan and found him toasting muffins by his open stove.
"Come in, Timber Twig, come in," he announced. "And what can I do for you?"
"Please, Mr. Misfit, I'd like your best set of Christmas decorations for our new tree," said Timber Twig.
Mr. Misfit climbed up a rickety old ladder and found, squashed between the gas-powered bicycle pump and the turnip clock, a large cardboard box full of tinsel, fairy lights and brightly coloured glass balls. Timber Twig's eyes lit up when he saw them all.
"Oh, how much do I owe you?"
"Oh, no, they're a present from me to you," smiled Mr. Misfit. "And you can give your wicked old granny a wee Christmas kiss from me as well."
Timber Twig thanked Mr. Misfit and began to run home. He decided it would be quicker to go via Bilberry Brook, as the water would be frozen. Unfortunately, Timber Twig had never tried running on ice, and as soon as his feet touched the slippery surface, his legs slid two different ways, sending the box of decorations crashing to the ground.
"Oh, no! What can we do? Everything is broken!"
Abigail looked out from her door.
"Well, we'd better hurry home. You do the running, and I'll leaf through my book of magic spells."
When they got back, Timber Twig found the Christmas tree standing in a bucket with a note attached to a branch, which read,
"Dear Timber Twig, I've just popped out to collect some firewood. I hope you can have the tree decorated by the time I get back. Love, Granny."
Timber Twig sank into a chair and sighed.
"Don't despair,"
announced Abigail.
"I've just found the spell."
And she produced her magic stick.
"Whippity, whoppity, zippity, zee. Let decorations fill the tree."
There was a terrific bang and a magnificent blue flash, but not a decoration in sight.
"Oh, Timber Twig, I'm so sorry," said Abigail. "I thought just for once my spell would work out all right, especially as it's Christmas."
Just then, Granny Nott came running into the kitchen, her face beaming.
"Oh, what a marvellous surprise," she cried, wiping an icicle from the end of her nose. "When I said decorate the tree, I didn't mean you to go to all this trouble."
Timber Twig was confused at first, but when he stepped outside, he soon discovered what had happened. The whole of the treehouse was covered from top to roots with sparkling decorations.
"Oh, Abigail, it did work," he laughed, hugging the little spider. "Oh, it really did."
Just then, Mr. Misfit appeared, carrying a large hamper.
"Oh, what a splendid job you've done there, laddie," he said.
"Ooh, what's in the hamper?" asked Timber Twig as they entered the kitchen.
"Oh, it's just a wee Christmas dinner. I couldn't stand to eat it alone."
And they all sat down to the best Christmas feast they'd ever had.